Vikings and Kansas City Chiefs later this Sunday. Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Let's go to Kansas City for the DraftKings Extra Point. Learn about the Chiefs from their play-by-play guy, Mitch Holtis.
Yeah, Paul, Kansas City's trying to get things back on track after four consecutive losses. Offensively, the team has to overcome the loss of Jamaal Charles. Charles still has the all-time yards per carry average in the history of the NFL. So Kansas City, to try to overcome that injury, has to look at a lot of different places. But this is still a talented team on offense. Jeremy Maclin's had a big impact on this team at wide receiver. Travis Kelce is an emerging tight end. The offensive line has been a little bit of mix and match, but they've played better of late at times. And quarterback Alex Smith is looking to get his confidence back. Defensively, the front seven is stout. Allen Bailey is one of the most underrated players in the AFC. Derek Johnson's back after losing almost all of last year to an Achilles injury. Johnson's the all-time leading tackler in Chiefs history, and he's back on the inside backer position. But Justin Houston is one of the most superb athletes in the entire NFL. And it's not just his sacks. He's great at holding the edge or coverage, and he is an elite player in the league. In the secondary, the Chiefs have one of the top rookies in the league. Some think the best rookie in the NFL in 2015, in cornerback Marcus Peters, who started his career with a pick against the Houston Texans, and then the next week had a 55-yard pick six against Peyton Manning. So we look forward to our trip to the Twin Cities. We hope it is a redo of Super Bowl IV when the Chiefs upset the Vikings 23-7. Hey, it's the 50th year celebration of the Super Bowls, right? Why not recount Super Bowl IV this week in the cities?
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, closes Vikings game plan per usual. This is the Verizon winning formula. I'm glad Mitch Holtis ended by talking about their defense, because not only here, but during the course of the week, we've heard a lot about Kansas City's offense, sans Jamaal Charles. What do you think of that defense?
You know, I think statistically, you look at that defense, you might see there are some holes in the defense, but let's remember, they've played three undefeated teams. The Chiefs have not had an easy schedule here early in the season, so I do not think you should sleep on that defense. They have those two edge rushers in Tamba Hali and Justin Houston, of course. I think they're stout in the middle. And then in the back end, they do a lot of different things with their safeties and their corners. They have a nice corner, a rookie corner in Marcus Peters who can do some things, a big corner in Sean Smith. So I think they have some talent on defense. I just think they've gone up against some very good teams and some very good offenses, and maybe that's why the numbers are so low.
I think it'll be really exciting for the Vikings offense to attack that Chiefs defense. It's a 3-4 defense. We've seen a bunch of those this year, and fun to attack it not only with Adrian Peterson, but with rookie Stephon Diggs.
I think the wide receiver situation for the Vikings right now is really interesting and will become very interesting once all of those guys are healthy, because it's not very often you see a team keep six wide receivers active on a game day. The Vikings could do that. We know that Norv likes to throw the ball, but Norv likes to run the ball too. So if six receivers is too many to have active and you put one down, who is it? Is it the same guy every week? Does it change week to week based on the opponent? I think that'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Bridgewater back to pass, loops it left. Wallace is open! Touchdown, Vikings!
Speaking of fun to watch, I think Adrian Peterson will be fun to watch. He had two 100-yard rushing games in the first four games of the season. Hopefully he's sitting on another one today against this Chiefs defense, because if you can run the ball in a defense and keep them off balance, it's going to help your passing game.
You know, a sneaky fun thing in closing to end with the Verizon winning formula involves special teams. Blair Walsh kicks for the Vikings. Cairo Santos kicks for the Kansas City Chiefs. But the Chiefs, in kick returner Niall Davis and punt returner DeAnthony Thomas, both very, very good players. Niall Davis is a 4'4 guy who weighs like 240 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's a really good kick returner, but not many people talk about him. And Mike Prefer's coverage teams are really good.
Oh, man, the punt team has been great for the Vikings this season. Best in the NFL, number one in opponent field position after a punt, allowing, I believe, a little under 1 yard per punt return.
0.8.
And we know how good DeAnthony Thomas is. You remember Dante Hall for the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, DeAnthony Thomas is going to remind you of Dante Hall. Very good with the ball in his hands. So that'll be, you know, for the special team snobs out there, this is a very cool matchup. Mike Prefer used to coach for the Chiefs. So, you know, another little side matchup there. But yeah, this is a very good matchup on special teams. And let's not forget about the Vikings return groups. Also very good. See if Marcus Sherrills or Cordarrelle Patterson can break a long one off.